You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul sister. Welcome back to the program, Women Sipping on Life, your daily podcast. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. I am so grateful that you're here. Welcome back to the program. And today, episode 15, we are talking about this. It's time to turn your success, S-U-C-K, cess, into success. Your successful life, my dear. It is time to turn your success into success. Are you ready for that? I don't know about you. Maybe I'm the only one, okay? But I will tell you this. There have been times in my life when I felt like my life was sucking. I felt like I was sucking, or I felt like my life was sucking, or I felt like my life was sucking the energy out of me. Like my life was sucking the life out of me, or more importantly, I was sucking life out of my life. Have you ever been there? Have you ever felt like you're stuck and you suck and you need help and like you don't know what to do, you don't know where to turn, you don't know where to go? Well, I've been there. I've been there on several occasions. And, you know, you've heard my story. I think it was episode 2. I talked a little bit more about my story and sharing, you know, my story with you. And I share a soul story with you each and every day. You have a story too, my dear. And, you know, we could sit here and we could compare suck stories. Or we could say, hey, you know what? No matter where we've been, no matter where we are, no matter where you are right now, my dear, number one, you must know this. It is possible to turn your suck into success, your success into success. It is time to take a mess and turn it into a message that will not only set you free, but it will allow you to do what you're called to do and what you desire, the desire that you have in your heart, to become her, to become that dear soul that you are, and to begin to express it in all areas of your life. You know, everybody wants success. You know, I coach very high-powered doctors, leaders, entrepreneurs, and I coach a lot of women, but I do a lot more one-on-one coaching with men. And what I've found is no matter what level of success, a lot of times these individuals do not feel successful. Believe it or not, it doesn't matter who it is or if it's, you know, a woman that, you know, an entrepreneur or a mother, stay-at-home mom, that is her full-time gig, being a mom. Beautiful, beautiful, you know, life's work there too, at least for a time, you know. Once a mom, always a mom. But, you know, of course, the way we mother our children changes over time. But regardless, like, you may be in a situation where anyone from the outside would be like, oh my goodness, like, you have such a successful life. But you do not feel successful. So you're kind of living in the camp of success, S-U-C-K-S-S, where everybody says, yeah, she looks successful, but you're not feeling it. And I will tell you, if you're not feeling it, it's not your reality. I can tell, you know, you, I can tell my clients all day long, hey, you're successful. But what we don't realize sometimes is that success is a very personal thing. It's very personal. And if you're not feeling it, then you're not it. I came to that conclusion years ago. It's like, you know what? The world may say one thing and everybody watching may say something, but what I'm feeling inside matters. And if you do not feel like you are successful, then you're not. And then I would also add this, which is hugely important. Take a look at how you define success. Because it could be possible, and I would ask you, would you be open to see the possibility of this, that what you're defining as success, you actually have it going on in your life. It's just that you're not receiving it. You're not allowing yourself to be free and fully engaged with the success that is you. Because My dear, success is an inside-out game. People think it's an outside-in game. It's not. I mean, I've been there, done that. From the outside, looked highly successful. The money, the house, the cars, the handbags, the shoes, the designer this, the designer that. And not because I was trying to be all that with designer, but it's like, you know what? Whatever I liked, I bought. And I tended to have, you know, really a high level of taste. And I say tended like I don't still have it. No, I do. I still have a high level of taste. But I've also come to find a lot of profound blessing and pleasure and prosperity in the most simple of things. So the reality is, it's not that having the things is a bad deal. It's not. If you desire whatever it is and you love it and it's bringing, you know, enjoyment to you and it's serving you, you're not serving it, then go for it. I mean, I'm telling you, I love me some great shoes and some great handbags and you name it, whatever. But the reality is look at why you're doing what you're doing. If you're putting on all these things to look and be a certain way or to feel a certain way about you, start looking at what you would feel about you if you stripped all that stuff away. I did that several years ago. I stripped all of it away by choice. I literally was like peeling an onion. I was like coming out of my cocoon and I literally said, that's it. And I just put it all on the line. I put it all down and I said, you know what? It's time for me to find out my value naked and unashamed. Naked and unafraid. And I let all that go. And I let all of the suck go. And you know how I did that? By letting myself receive the suck for a moment. You, my dear, if you're feeling like you're barely sucking air right now and like your life is sucking, you're sucking the life out of your life and it's sucking it back, it is time to just like embrace the suck for a minute and just take a deep breath and just like, all right, I'm in the suck. I'm in the suck zone. But the truth is you don't have to stay in the suck zone. You can take that success, S-U-C-K-S-S, and you can turn it into massive success for you by receiving the value of who you are and allowing yourself to express that in every single thing you think, do, say, and feel. And there may be days when you feel like you suck. But the reality is when you begin to define what true success means for you and what it means for you from the inside out, you will see that you, my dear, are success. It's whether or not you're allowing it to be expressed in all areas of your life instead of putting on all these other, you know, all these other, what would we call them? I'm not really sure what I'd even call it, but you know, the cloaks of success, you know, the clothes, the shoes, the cars, the homes, even the relationships, you know, showing off the arm candy, whatever it is, you know, it's like we do all these things to prove ourselves when, what if you didn't have to do that anymore? What if you could literally receive who you are and that's proof enough? That you're enough. And from that enoughness, from that success that you truly are, you allowed yourself to let go of the suck and you allowed yourself to start breathing in the inspiration of life and you allowed yourself to start putting your hands to the plow and doing this thing called life for no other reason but you're alive and you love it and you're grateful. If you want to turn your suck-cess into success, let go of the suck. But you can only do that after you embrace it. Embrace it for a moment. And then look at how you're defining true success for yourself. And allow that to really set in. Because I have a feeling, if you're really feeling like you're sucking, it's because you're defining success from the outside in versus the inside out. And when you can start to live your life, when we live our lives from the inside out, it's a whole different game. It's a whole different game. It becomes a game of inspiration versus game of gulping and trying to gasp for one more suck of air. Am I speaking to anybody today? Like, seriously. Today's the day, my dear. Today's the day. Let go of the suck. Feel it first, then let it go by redefining or becoming aware of your infinite success on the inside and redefine what it truly means for you personally to be a success, which I believe has to do with you being you, fully you, naked, unafraid, unashamed, unapologetic, and unconditionally loved. Let me say that again, unconditionally loved, and it starts with you, my dear. Loving yourself regardless of whatever your story is, your suck story, your success story, or your success story. You get to choose how you're going to write it. You get to choose how you're going to live it. So grab your sacred soul date journal, your daily action to engage with yourself. And today's soul step is this. Write down how you personally define success. How you personally define success. And then write right below that. After you write the definition, write, I am successful. And commit to that. Commit to being who you truly are. And watch what happens in your life. Man, I hope you got something from today. And again, I'm grateful that you come back each and every day. Please tell your friends. Invite them along this journey, this wonderful adventure. Invite them to the party. The Sipping on Life party. Because you know what? Why drown in it when you can sip on it? You can sip on it instead of drowning in it. No more sucking air, my dear. It's time to take a big breath of inspiration and be and do you. I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. I can't wait. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.